Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. It's an awesome day. It's going to be another hot one. What, 90 degrees? And we can hope for some trades. And they've got a little rain in the forecast. And Lane is lurking out there somewhere, You know, just stay south of us. That's all we got to say. Just say, stay south of us, dear Lane. Send us a little surf for the surfers on the South Shore. They'll enjoy that. We're going to be taking a trip to Vegas. We're going to the Ninth Island with Michael Patrick Shields and Mark Simon. David Fisher is going to introduce us to something that you need on the golf course, a pair of sunglasses you don't have to take off when you're going to roll your putt on the green, because everything pops, he says, with his Peak Vision sunglasses. Ron Syrak, special to the LPGA. We're going to do a little recoup of what's going on the LPGA. We're going to look at, of course, Brant Snedeker having a 59, Mr. 59. There's 10 guys on the PGA Tour now with a 59. Don't forget the one and only Annika Sorenstam. She said on Twitter, welcome to the club, Brant, because, of course, she has a 59, but she's not on the PGA Tour. So we're going to start off the show with the one and only Amanda Balianos. CBS Sports, Callaway Golf. But first, we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to get right to it because Amanda Balianos, CBS Sports, Callaway Golf is with us. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, you really, first off, you did a fantastic job at the PGA Championship. The most difficult role to play during a live tournament is what you do. Amanda interviews the players after their rounds, coming off after their rounds, okay? And you handle them with grace and aplomb, serious golf questions. Yet there's an element of personality. You get them to, I don't know, you pull something out of each one of them. But what really turned my head, okay, is with Tiger Woods, okay? You're doing the Tiger Woods conversation. He expects maybe one or two questions, and then he's ready to turn. You do a follow-up. I'm telling you, the whole country went, huh? How's Tiger going to react to Amanda? What was that like, Amanda?
I mean, it's great. You know, I've actually, what's interesting is I've been interviewing Tiger since 2011. He was one of my very first sit-down interviews when I worked for PGAtour.com. And I just actually told him this story recently, earlier this year at the Genesis Open, that I was so happy that they shot our interview from the waist up, because from the waist down, I couldn't even control myself. I was shaking so much. I was so nervous. And, you know, but he was so great, and so open, and, you know, just, it wasn't what I expected, you know, and he's always been that way with me. So we kind of, I've had experience interviewing him for so many years. And I think that this past week, it was just, you could just tell how excited he was to be putting himself in contention and to be improving so dramatically, like he has every single week that we've seen him out here on tour this season. So I just think we're seeing a very a different Tiger Woods, in the fact that his perspective has changed, where he's appreciative of being in the position that he's in and grateful for the fact that he's even able to put himself in these positions to be interviewed, talking about possibly winning a major championship. So it was a lot of fun to break down highlights with him, talk to him about kind of the obvious things that, to me, if I were a viewer at home, I would certainly want to know. So I'm glad that you guys liked it, because I said it was probably the most fun week of my whole career.
Oh, I'm telling you, there are people who said they'd never heard the Tiger roar. And we're talking about the crowd. That crowd, right? And they said, when it happens, you feel it in your gut. And it just is something like you'll never feel it ever again anywhere else.
It's unbelievable. Two things kind of stick out to me when we talk about this. One, Justin Thomas telling me after his round on Sunday that he was getting goosebumps while he was on the golf course hearing the Tiger roars for the first time, because really he hasn't ever been, you know, he's obviously played with him a lot and he's been in tournaments with him, but it's nothing compared to what we witnessed last week at the PGA. And then also where our cart was set up over the weekend, it was right near 18 green. So he was making birdies all over the course. And then about 30 seconds later, you'd hear another huge roar. And the first couple times, I couldn't figure out what was happening. And then we figured out, oh, my God, this is people on 18 watching the live scoreboard.
Oh.
And when they see him making birdies, they're roaring, even though they're not physically there to see it. And, like, that right there explains to you the difference between Tiger Woods and pretty much everybody else. I mean, I have never witnessed anything like that in my life. It helped that these were the biggest crowds I've ever seen at a golf tournament, period. But yeah, it was truly amazing.
And you know, it showed in the ratings. Your ratings were phenomenal. Never before or since the last time he's won have the ratings been so good. And so people, of course, say, this is the Tiger factor. There are still so many people who say, yeah, but there are other people playing. It's like people are looking for reasons to still tear him down. Do you think in general people have forgiven his personal life?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I think that people are, in a weird way, almost compartmentalizing, maybe their personal opinions. I don't really think that's what people are rooting for. I think people are rooting for, they want to see arguably the greatest golfer and greatest athlete of our time come back to that level. You know, I mean, I know when I think about it, like, hey, when I was younger, I remember watching him on television. You know, you grew up kind of knowing who Tiger Woods was, but I wasn't old enough certainly to appreciate and experience it firsthand. And of course, you know, people want to see that. I think fans that grew up watching him, like my parents, as adults, I think they're interested to see if he can come back and do it again, considering everything physically he's been up against. I mean, that to me is the most amazing part, is just what a fighter he is. There are very few people, I think, in this world that could go through what he went through physically with all the back surgeries and knee problems, all of the physical ailments, and still come back to be in contention like he is at his age. So I don't know if it's, I really don't know if the personal thing has anything to do with what people are rooting for, when you see these crowds. I just think people really appreciate the greatness that is Tiger Woods on the golf course, and they want to be able to experience it for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The excitement. You know, we remember that if you've been following golf this is my 20th year doing the show. So, you remember the excitement that he would bring to the tournaments. And yes, golf is great. I mean, we have great golfers. We have great fields. We have all these, Koepka, Johnson, all these guys are fantastic. They're athletes and they perform, but no one brings it like Woods does. Nobody.
And I think that's like a really great way that I've certainly started to look at this is, sure, Tiger Woods is bringing a lot of eyeballs that maybe aren't usually on golf to our game, which is phenomenal. I don't care what your opinion is of him. He grows the game for us. You know, our ratings are up 73%, and you can't say that a big part of that wasn't because Tiger put himself in contention. But the beautiful thing about that is now these people are being, made aware of these other amazing athletes like the Dustin Johnsons, like the Brooks Koepkas, and maybe they now find a new athlete to root for. I think a lot of people are wondering, for me personally, I'm always looking at this and saying, wow, how are these athletes going to stand up to the pressure of playing alongside Tiger Woods or playing, in front of him or playing behind him, trying to beat Tiger Woods? Because that's something that a lot of these guys only really ever dreamt about when they were little growing up, and now they have the chance to do it. So it's not just about Tiger. I think it's about the other players, how they handle it, how they meet that challenge, and hopefully viewers then walk away saying, man, Brooks Koepka is an absolute stud. That's someone I want to start watching now next time he tees it up, and it continues to grow the game, even though maybe the genesis of it was them tuning in to watch Tiger.
Absolutely. I mean, and for those guys too, it's not just the game. It's, feeling the ground shake and the atmosphere being charged with electricity. All of that stuff is something new to them that adds a whole nother component, another, you know, physical, sensory component to the game of golf that they've got to play, something that they haven't experienced before, and that closeness of the crowds. And we've always talked about, well, when Tiger's done, everybody leaves. You're not finished putting yet. Where'd everybody go? You know, that's always been a part of it, but there's that electricity that happens when people are that charged up. It's just, it's a phenomenal experience. But we're talking with Amanda Balianas, CBS Sports, Callaway Golf. Grew into the game. You really started the whole internet aspect of covering golf tell us about 2008 when you just you took on the internet.
So when you mean like when I first started in golf?
When you started presenting golf segments on the internet. Most of us just watched on television, you know, but you made it in an internet, you know, let's go to the internet and see what Amanda's got.
Yeah, I mean, I started in the digital space in golf, which I thought was a great thing for a couple reasons. One, generally I wasn't live, so I could mess up as much as I wanted to as I was really learning about the sport, about the players, which I, you know, was a big, you know, benefit for me. But also I really did understand that in 2011, the digital side was very much growing, and I could provide people kind of these live updates, not only just on our segments on PGAtour.com, but I started to kind of see that when I would live tweet golf, you know, from my account in my office at 11 o'clock at night, that it was really picking up a lot of momentum. People were interested in, hey, maybe I can't be near television, but I can still find out what's happening shot for shot, you know, if I'm following this person who is doing this for a living. So I think starting out in the digital space and really being able to test out what works, what doesn't, what people respond to, what they don't, you know, truly realizing that every time we threw animals in our shows on PGAtour.com, they got like a 35% to 45% bump just because we were showing dogs or squirrels or ducks or, you know, whatever. And as a big animal lover, I was all in on that. you know, but really just understanding the landscape of golf in a digital world. So I did kind of grow up in that. And now we're able to take that from the digital space to now the digital space on, you know, even CBS on the smart cart. You know, we just implemented some social media buttons where I can import tweets or I can, you know, send an Instagram story to our guys in the truck and say, hey, I need you to roll this in if we have time because, you know, it plays to this story and otherwise we won't be able to cover it because it was only on social media. It's fun to be able to kind of pair those two worlds together. But I think I'm absolutely grateful for the fact that I kind of fell into the digital world because that just happened to be where my first opportunity came. And then, you know, just understanding and being given the freedom to experiment with it and see where we can take it. So now it's honestly just a part of my everyday life. I don't even think about it that if I'm going to talk about something on CBS or, you know, something's a big story, really the first place I go to share about it or learn more about it is I start with Twitter. I start with Instagram. You know, I start with reading articles online. Because they are so much hand in hand now, our digital space and our television world in the way in which, you know, we consume and share our news and personal life. It's all intertwined, which I think can be a good thing or a bad thing. But I think for me, I certainly embrace it as a huge benefit.
So Biscuit the dog must have been a big hit.
You know what I think people are still talking to me about? Well, first of all, the bird attack. People are still coming up to me talking to me about that, which was horrendous with Justin Thomas earlier in the year. But when we had the live, when we had Fable the Goat in San Antonio come on live, and my producer said, are you sure you want to do this? Like, a lot of things can go wrong. And I was like, I think if we don't do it live, what's the point, right? Like, I'm very aware of the things that can go wrong. Let's just hope they don't. And if they do, well, we're going to have to figure out a way to handle it. But, yeah, there have certainly been things that I would not have expected to be brought on live television that just have been. But I think overall, listen, we have to remember we're doing sports, right? Sports is entertainment. It provides a distraction for viewers from all of the horrible real world things that are going on right now. So I think there's a time and a place for the fun stuff, just like there's a time and a place for, you know, the more serious, you know, journalistic questions. I think there's a place for it all.
Yeah, well, today, Biscuit, a dog, a beautiful little, a big, rather, I can't remember the breed's name, but he got loose at Wyndham Championship, and he's walking along, on the green, somebody kind of gets him by the collar, and then his owner is found, and he's led away, but he just sat there, like with everybody else, watching the golf that was happening, and at that moment, Biscuit became part of the whole show. He became the show. It's like animals, like you just said, you know. It's like, oh, wow, look at their dog. The dog is loose on the golf course. Wow.
Well, because if you really think about it, golf courses would be like a dog's paradise.
Yes.
So, of course, they want to be on the golf course. I'm making a huge push for dogs to be able to go to any golf tournament they want, because I just feel like it's a little rude to not give them that opportunity to be in this beautiful, well-manicured green area. Of course dogs are meant to be out here.
Yes. And don't you have two of your own?
Oh, my. Well, I just have one now. My dog passed away last year, but my parents have a French bulldog now, which I take as my own, whose name is appropriate, Arnie Palmer.
Oh.
So no space in between. So Arnie Palmer, the Frenchie, he is, and he loves himself a good golf cart ride. Every time we go into the garage, the first thing he does is hop on my parents' golf cart, expecting a ride on the golf course. So
your parents,
he fits right in.
Your parents were big golfers, weren't they? You grew up in golf.
Oh, yeah. My parents are golf fanatics. My grandparents met on a golf course. Not to be overly morbid, but our whole family thing is when we all die, we're all going to meet on the first tee because there has to be one in heaven. So golf is a very big theme in my family. And it's funny because I kind of fought it for a while. I didn't love it growing up. Playing junior golf, the minute they told me I had to play 9 holes and couldn't ride in a golf cart or have someone carry my bag, I quit and joined the swim team. And, you know, for me to fall back into golf and love it as much as I do, my parents never let me forget the unbelievable irony of it all as to how full circle my life has really come.
It's wonderful. What we start off as children, we often go back to embrace. I have a question about social media. You're so involved. You have your Twitter account, over 50,000 followers, your Instagram account, over 50,000 followers. You're not on Facebook. Any particular reason why?
I feel like I just have to, like, draw the line somewhere. I spend an inordinate amount of time on social media, and I have to make up these arbitrary, ridiculous rules for myself, because if I don't, I'm going to literally spend my whole life on my phone, which I know is not healthy. Like, I even do this dumb thing, which I realize is probably ridiculous, but I only really try to respond to people on Twitter and not on Instagram, because I feel like if I start responding to all the comments on Instagram, it's going to eat up another X amount of hours of my day, and I'm going to have to really face the fact that I have an unhealthy addiction. So there's, like, I just set these weird boundaries for myself, and not being on Facebook is one of those boundaries currently. But, you know, who knows when that's going to change. Probably one day I'll wake up and be sick of, you know, be sick of something, and go on Facebook then too. So, yeah, there's really no rhyme or reason to why I do what I do. It just is whatever makes sense in my weird head.
It's wonderful. Amanda Balianis is CBS Sports and Callaway Golf. That's really where you... Did you get your feet wet with doing sort of stories with them too? I mean, you were doing broadcasts, podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. So I was with PGAtour.com for about 5 years, and I was in Jacksonville, Florida. I didn't love living in Jacksonville. I had kind of hit my ceiling in terms of my job description with PGAtour.com, and I really wasn't getting any interest from any networks, which I felt like was kind of my next move if I were to continue in broadcast journalism, in sports and in golf specifically. So, you know, when I wasn't really getting any interest from, you know, other places, I kind of felt like it's time to move on. And the minute I thought that, I got a call. Literally, I had this conversation with my agent and said, I think I'm just going to leave. And he said, you can't leave without another job. And I said, no, I think I'm going to. And he was like, I constantly give this poor man, you know, this heart attack. The minute I had that conversation with him, the very next day I got a call from Callaway Golf Harry Arnett, who is a unbelievable friend, boss, mentor of mine.
Great guy.
And he said, I know that he's amazing. And he said, you know, I know this is out of the blue, but would you have any interest in moving to San Diego and joining our team full time?
Wow.
And I said, well, what are you thinking? And he said, well, we're not really quite sure, but we want you to help us grow this, you know, media role with us. Like, we want to do this together. And I was like, this is unbelievable. First of all, San Diego was a place I always wanted to live. It was on my bucket list, but felt like my work would never bring me there. And second of all, to be able to work with an amazingly creative team and really be able to collaborate and build something that's never been done before. I was like, yeah, I'm all in for this. So I moved out to San Diego thinking I was getting out of journalism, going to join this marketing team full time, Monday to Friday, you know, 9 to 5 for the first time in my life. And I got about 3 months into that job and got the call from TNT that they had promoted me from their digital coverage to their network coverage for the PGA Championship. And obviously TNT and CBS are partners. So I had the chance to work with CBS all week. And then from there, they brought me on, and the rest was history. So
wow.
The minute I thought I was getting out of what I always wanted to do, the universe has kind of brought me right back, and I haven't looked back. So looking back, it was probably the best decision I could have ever made, was to letting go of trying to control, you know, a lot of things that I couldn't control, you know, and just try to live my life the best way I could. And here we are.
Follow your heart. Amanda Bogliano,
yeah.
CBS Sports and Callaway Golf. Thank you so much. I love the fact that when you go to an event, the first thing you do is walk the course. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Absolutely. We'll do it again, I hope. Amanda.
Yes, absolutely.
Aloha. Thank you. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields is going to be with us. Of course, he's our travel guru extraordinaire, author, syndicated talk show, morning host, The Michigan Big Show. Ninth Island. We're going to the Ninth Island, kids. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, no, 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 no. And now, best network radio personality, multiple award-winning show host, collaborator, and author with Ben Wright, Arthur Hills, Larry King, and Donald Trump, Michael Patrick Shields. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. And decades as travel correspondent for you.
Yes, you are my travel guru extraordinaire. Are you one of the 6,000 people who have gathered for the Virtuoso Travel Week in Las Vegas?
Yes, they compare it to Fashion Week in New York. Travel Week, the Virtuoso Travel Week, and it just wrapped up yesterday, in fact, and the 30th year they've done it. 6,000 people gather, 100 countries are represented, and they figure they have over 300,000 meetings in 1 week there in Las Vegas in the giant ballrooms of Bellagio Hotel. And that's because many of them are 5 to 7 minutes long. So, for instance, on Monday, I spent the afternoon doing 5-minute meetings for 3 consecutive hours.
Wow.
With everybody you can think of, from hotel operators to cruise lines to tourism officials. And this goes on all week. And so I was there as media to cover this event again. And you learn an awful lot about where people are going and why they're going there. And, you know, YouGov had a survey. And one of the bit of data that they showed us is that people are finding it hard now to find unique experiences that they haven't done before or haven't been done before. So Virtuoso specializes in saying, you know, what are you looking for in life? You want to enrich yourself? You want to learn something? You want culture? You want to put your feet up? What is it you're looking for in travel? And what they have come to find out is that they don't necessarily want to go through museums. They want to go through a destination and feel an authentic experience. So, for instance, instead of a museum, they might want to go into a neighborhood and have dinner with a family or learn cooking from Mama Leone directly. They want to be involved. And That's some of the data that Virtuoso helps people sort out. And, you know, people say, well, travel, the old travel agent doesn't exist anymore. Well, it does at Virtuoso. And you can go to virtuoso.com and connect with an advisor. Because people now tend to book on the internet, but they can't find the sort of exclusive, interactive, unique experiences they're looking for, unless they have someone who's on the inside and who can know how to do that for them.
You know, first off, Michael Patrick, those meetings sound like speed dating. And what you're describing to me now about this new experience people want to have, you know, Mama Maria cooking, and it's like you want a bed and breakfast with the kitchen and the chef doing whatever they do during the day so that you can drop in. This is almost like the old pension that used to be so popular in Europe or in Switzerland.
Yes, they want to live like a local. And some of the other data that they showed, too, that was fascinating is they did give us, you know, the top 10 destinations for this fall and for Christmas. But you know who's driving decisions now very often? The kids. And I said, what? And here's why. They have Instagram and they have Facebook, as you mentioned just a minute ago. They see a picture of, let's say, Machu Picchu on Instagram. And they walk up to mom and dad and say, I want to go here. And that, you know, is something they never would have been exposed to probably in the past. And so young people are driving a lot of the travel decisions for families. And multi-generational travel is up, and so is celebration travel. And so these sort of peculiar happenings and quirks are happening in the travel business right now. And when that kid gets to Machu Picchu or the Galapagos Islands or Iceland, guess what they're doing? They're taking a selfie, and they're building their own little brand so their friends can say, wow, you were in front of a pyramid in Egypt? And then they go to their mom and say, I want to be in front of a pyramid too.
Oh, that's marvelous, isn't it? I mean, how much can you take nagging from a kid without saying yes eventually? So yeah. this was all at, Bellagio, Vdara, and Aria, all of those hotels?
Yeah, where they have ballrooms the size of, you know, Maui, where you can put thousands of people in there.
Yes, exactly. But one of the things that really caught my ear, Michael Patrick Shields is, of course, a multiple award-winning broadcaster, best network radio personality. He's got this fabulous show. If you can listen online, it's Michigan's Big Show. But when he travels around, he gets these wonderful experiences. He led a parade in Ireland. Those are the kinds of things Michael Patrick does. And then, listen to this, he played with Francesco Molinari in a pro-am round. Now, tell us about that experience after we watched him win.
Isn't it great? I mean, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, and he was already famous. He wasn't as famous as he is now, right? Because he's got the major championships under his belt. But Francesco Molinari, it was the Irish Open Pro-Am at Carton House outside Dublin. And the Irish Tourism Board paired me with Francesco. And first of all, I have no business playing in a PGA Tour Pro-Am. And he found that out very quickly because we just had a riot. And he found out very soon that this was going to be fun and not serious.
Good.
So, yeah, you know, we get to the first green, and he's about to putt. You know, he's lining up and everything, and I gesture to the crowd, and I shout out, Francesco Molinari! And the Irish love it. You know, they want to have some fun, so they all start clapping, and he's looking at me like, what the hell? So a couple holes later, I had somebody come out from the gallery and putt for me, and they all love that, and he's just shaking his head, and few holes after that, he's lining up for his tee shot, and somebody in the bleachers up behind the tee screams out, Francesco, hit it! And he turns around, and it's me sitting up in the stands. And I didn't know, you know, I didn't speak much Italian, and so I wasn't sure how he was taking it, but sooner or later, he relaxed, and we all had just a whale of a good time, and I was wearing like red plaid pants and a red shirt. It just turned it into a circus.
Yes, well, it sounds like it was more fun than just playing a standard pro-am.
It was.
Yeah. When you're trying to compete, you know, like you can really seriously, you can't take it serious. Oh, too much fun. You've got Ben Wright. I'm going to have Ben on the show at the beginning of next month. Can't wait to talk.
Ben Wright. I wonder, that would have been fun if he was there now and they had that lady you just had from CBS doing the interviews after the round. She would have been raised a lot quicker than she has been.
Okay, so Michael Patrick Shields has authored and collaborated on several books, as I told you in the beginning, including Good Bounces and Bad Lies, the autobiography of Ben Wright, and Speak Right, a literate guide to the game of golf. So when you have him, he's coming over. You've got the Crystal Mountain Invitational. Tell us about that.
He comes to Crystal Mountain every August for what I think it's been 15 years now. They named a tournament in his name, and the first year he and I partnered in it, and we somehow managed to win despite all the wine we were drinking along the way.
Wait a minute. Did you do any of the antics that you did with Francesco?
No, he, you know, I was standing over a shot in the shootout at the ninth hole, the last hole, and I said, you know, that it was twilight, and I was just shaking, and people were all around the hole watching, and I said to Ben, boy, you don't get many chances like this in life, and just imagine him in his heavy English accent saying, savor it, my boy, savor it. And I think about that very often in life when you find yourself at some place special and I hear his voice saying, savor it, savor it. And as far as CBS, I've got Jim Nantz coming in to be the Grand Marshal of the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit when he's here for the Lions game. So, and we've got Jim Nantz coming back next summer because Detroit was just given a PGA Tour event for the first time in ever.
Yes.
And CBS will be here. And guess who the defending champion will be?
Who?
Francesco Molinari. And so he and I will be reunited in downtown Detroit after all those years.
I'm sure he's not going to forget you. He'll go,
that's what he said at the end of the round. He said, you have a radio show? I said, yeah. He said, that must be some show. He's going to find out.
Yes, he's going to take one look at you and go, oh, no.
Oh, Papancula. Mamma mia.
So are you still writing? Can we still find it? I don't want to say the name of the place in case you're not there. It starts with a T. Is that where you're?
Oh, TravelTattler.com.
Yes.
The best place.
Yes, yep. TravelTattler.com. That's where you can find Michael Patrick Shields. He always does reviews. And, you know, what I love about Michael Patrick is he doesn't do the standard review. He might, like when he was here at Ko'olina, who did you review? You did a review about the trip that you took off on the ocean. You didn't talk to
somebody,
right?
Yeah, there was one of those stories of somebody who went out there on vacation and never left. And he ended up doing a charter boat, and that was life for him, man. He loved it. He said, I'm just going to go out on a boat every day and take people out there snorkeling and have a lot of fun. And you meet these characters all around everywhere from Thailand to Hawaii. So you keep your eyes and ears open. There are plenty of them there.
Excellent. Are you working on another book? I mean, you've got Golf Short Game for Dummies, Works of Art, The Golf Course Designs of Arthur Hills. So many
yeah,
books.
My recent book about President Bush, I Call Him Mr. President, is
yes.
still available if you want to know what it's like to be with him. But it's funny you ask because I have a book, and I can't tell you what it is yet, but I can tell you this. The very title of the book occurred on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Fantastic. Oh, mm-hmm. Michael Patrick Shields, you are so wonderful. Thank you for giving me the scoop on that. And I have no idea what you're talking about, but the fact that it happened on the Big Island of Hawaii is extremely exciting, and we're thrilled to have you. And it's so good. It's been way too long. Like I said, it's been forever and a month since we talked. So thank you.
Thank you. Mahalo and aloha. You are ohana, and that's all the Hawaiian I know.
Aloha. Thank you. Michael Patrick Shields is wonderful. Travel writer, TravelTattler.com, a host, Michigan's Big Show. Get it. Streams live. It's a really good show. It's a little early for us, but you can always listen in podcasts, just like you can listen to our show here, RadioGolfClub.com. You can find the /listen, and then you can either listen streaming live if you have to leave your radio, or you can listen afterwards because the whole podcast is there for you to listen at any time you so feel like it while you're working on whatever it is you may be working on. We're going to stay in Vegas. Actually, Michael Patrick Shields in Vegas, and we're staying in Vegas because they just finished while the Virtuoso travel industry, they were having their fantastic event, the Travel Week in Las Vegas, Virtuoso Travel Week in Vegas. They were having the 2018 PGA Fashion and Demo Experience, and we're going to find out all about what happened in Vegas, although most of it probably will stay in Vegas. Mark Simon's up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Have I mentioned that Brent Snedeker shot a 59 on the first day of the Wyndham Championship? And then he followed it with a 67. That's pretty amazing. Most 59s are followed by something like par, 72, something like that, you know. But a 59 and a 67, that's awesome. Great guy. Really like Brent Snedeker. He's unassuming, wonderful, wonderful man. All right. We're going, like I said, we're staying in Vegas because, hey, everybody likes to stay in Vegas for a while, especially when there's so much going on. Mark Simon, Event Vice President for PGA Fashion and Demo Experience PGA Shows. So we've got him into the clubhouse now. Welcome in, Mark.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here and just returned actually from the show.
Just got back. It was held at Topgolf Las Vegas, TPC Las Vegas, and the Palazzo Ballroom at the Venetian. The 2018 PGA Fashion and Demo Experience brings together, it's 3 days in Vegas, like Fashion Week, multiple fashion trade shows, 200 participants, brands, companies, education conference. How do you get all of that in 3 days, Mark?
Yeah, it was pretty tough, actually. But again, we wanted to provide an action-packed experience for our PGA professionals and buyers coming in, and really a way for them to preview everything that's going on in the fashion world, test product, top-notch education. We had a number of special events as well. And we actually had a pro tournament, which was great to follow up on. We literally took place right, the Monday after the PGA Championship. So we were all watching, again, a really exciting finish with Brooks Koepka edging out Tiger. But that was really, really exciting. And then we immediately after that kicked off the event, and we just had really three fun, education-packed, tremendous networking days for PGA professionals and buyers.
That's fantastic. So, yes, it brings together the top equipment and technology companies like Callaway, Cobra, Ernst Sports, Flight Scope, Full Swing, Honma, Miura, Ping, Sky Golf, Srixon Cleveland, TaylorMade, and Yamaha. And I've heard that a lot of people like to go to the Las Vegas PGA show, your fashion and demo experience, because it's a little bit more intimate than the big show.
Yeah, no, of course. We all love the big show in Orlando, the PGA merchandise show, the major of golf business, which is, again, the worldwide gathering for the golf industry, 40,000 people. But it's so action-packed, and there's so much going on. There's so many people. Sometimes you don't have as much time to take a step back and really have engaged, meaningful, longer conversations. And this is a really great opportunity and a really more upscale environment to really, I would say, slow down a little bit and really have much more engaged, longer conversations about what's going on in your business and really tremendous networking opportunities.
Yeah, so, it's really nice because you can see something at the big show in Orlando and then say, oh, you know, let's go to Las Vegas because I'd really like to talk with this person more about what they're doing or see what advances they've done in the last 6 months. I think it's great that you do one twice a year.
Exactly. And you had mentioned the Topgolf venue. That was a really cool venue to have a demo experience or a demo day. We wanted the focus to be on product testing, but also on networking. So as you can imagine, in the middle of August in Vegas, it's a little bit hot. So the climate-controlled days at Topgolf and kind of the really cool venue that they have there was just a really unique way for people to test product, but also have a lot of fun. Network. We had a reception there as well. So it's just a completely different experience than what you have in Orlando.
It's fantastic because, you know, there's a Topgolf in the process, hopefully, of being built near Waikiki. And we're, you know, when you said climate controlled bays, yeah, and it's wonderful because at Topgolf, you can sit down at a comfortable booth, you have food and drink, you can do a demo day at the same time right there. You've got the range to work with, you're on a driving range with a restaurant, you've got everything at your disposal. It's a wonderful experience, and I'm really glad. I bet since Topgolf has so many PGA professionals working across the country, that it was a perfect marriage of having this experience, the 2018 PGA Fashion and Demo Day, the demo part of it, at Topgolf.
Exactly. I mean, the combination of Topgolf, PGA professionals, and again, Topgolf does employ literally hundreds of PGA professionals around the country. We think that's a great way to get beginners, those that have never experienced golf, to experience it in a really fun kind of engaging different way. And then hopefully, we like to say, then graduate them to going to the course and, of course, continuing to support Topgolf. But we were really excited to host the demo experience there, and we had a packed crowd.
So the PGA Fashion Demo Experience Pro Tournament, how did that, did you do that first and then the demo day, or how did that work?
Yeah, so the week kicks off literally right after the PGA Championship concludes on Sunday. We were ready to go with an 8 a.m. shotgun start on Monday morning, and we had a strong field, and we had two pros from the Southern California section win. I think they were 63, they were 9 over, best ball. And they edged another two teams by one shot. So we got a really exciting day. Then after that, we roll right into Topgolf Las Vegas. And then after that, two action-packed days of, again, the exhibits on the Venetian show floor, combined with an education conference, fashion show, an additional reception, and just really wanted to offer opportunities for pros to connect with their peers, share best practices, and, you know, ultimately come up with the solutions and ideas for how they can grow the game and improve the business at their clubs.
Okay, now we're going to get to the fashion part of the show, and that's where I had Antigua, Bobby Jones, just to name a few, Cutter Buck, FJ, Foray, Greg Norman Collection, Jamie Sadock, Ping Apparel, Skechers, Under Armour, Vineyard Vines, Zero Restrictions. So they had places where people could see what their latest materials were, their designs, the direction they're going in colors. You could see all that?
Yeah, absolutely. And they actually used this venue and this timing to launch their spring line. So they're already thinking a couple seasons ahead, but they debut their spring lines. They have some merchandise available for at-once orders. But again, being part of the broader Fashion Week, it's really an exciting time in the fashion industry. And all of these brands, rather than, you know, building very large exhibits and structures, they really, you know, we cap the booth size to make it cost-effective for them to be there. And they literally will bring their Western regional sales managers and their reps, and they're packed full with appointments from the start of the show to the end. So it's a really effective way for them at a lower cost to really just drive business and connect with their pros from that area.
That's wonderful. I mean, some of the reviews that I've read I've never been to a Topgolf. It's a fun place to hit balls. Being able to feel and see how golf equipment performs, tremendous benefit, and was fun to interact with so many PGA professionals. That was from Levon Huntley, the PGA LPGA professional at Burnham Wood Golf Club in Santa Barbara. So doing this equipment testing and then followed by the fashion, to us it's really exciting because, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and a long time ago, there weren't any fashion lines for women. It was miniature men's clothes. And now to see in the last 10 years, the fashion that comes out for women, that doesn't that really drive part of the industry in a magnificent way?
Yeah, that's really one of the most innovative things we've seen over the last, I would really say, 5 to 7 years, is really an explosion in new creative lines for women. Some of them by entrepreneurs, some of them by women who themselves used to play the game, felt like they didn't have options in terms of clothing that made them feel really, you know, fashion forward, and literally started their own lines and have done really, really well. So that's been really, really exciting to see. And as more women have come into the game, I think that's only a positive. I think you're going to see more lines like that continue to do well. The other thing that's been interesting is the technology that goes into the fabrics these days. So between moisture wicking, between cooling apparel, between, you know, apparel that literally, you sweat and then it instantly evaporates right after. It's just
we need that.
Really, that's been the most interesting thing. And I don't come from a fashion background. I'm from a golf background. But the technology that goes into fashion and the innovation is truly amazing.
Yes, it is. This is from Jennifer Tucker, PGA professional at Superstition Mountain Golf Club in Gold Valley, Arizona. She said, the fashion show is one of my favorite things at the Las Vegas PGA show. If I had to list my three highlights, it would be the PGA show floor, the fashion show, and the Pro tournament. Well organized, made it a very productive 3 days for all of us on the Superstitious Mountain team. That's a Superstition Mountain team. Really, and really great. Now, in the education conference segment, what did you present?
Well, again, we have over 20 different seminars and sessions focused on a variety of different things, from merchandising to instruction to best practices just in terms of a broader business sense. And it's really all about helping PGA professionals to become better teachers, better merchandisers, better ambassadors to help grow the game. And again, we had over 20% of the PGA professional audience take part in education, which was great.
That's awesome. And next year it's going to be back in Las Vegas, same locations, August 12th through the 14th. If you missed this year, you should really think about going. The PGA professionals in Hawaii, I mean, it's easy for us because so many of us travel to the Ninth Island. Mark, did you know it's the Ninth Island? We have eight islands in Hawaii. It's the Ninth Island. Everybody goes to Vegas. I mean, you know, there's a culture here. We all go to Vegas sometimes two, three times a year. One final note, though. This is really cool. The PGA Fashion and Demo Experience Awards, okay? And the vote from the PGA professionals and top golf industry buyers voted the best new product. It's going to be up to you to do the final announcement here. Displayed in the PGA New Product Showcase. And big drum roll now. Mark Simon, what was that?
So the winning product, buyer's choice, was KT Tape, which is actually a type of merchandise that actually is great for golfers who are experiencing muscle pains or tired or fatigue. And I think you've seen a lot of professional athletes actually wearing it.
Yes.
But they've unveiled the line for golfers, and it helps blisters, it helps muscle fatigue, and we're really excited that that product won the award this
year. That's so cool. We're all going to get all taped up. That's great.
Go for it. I've tried it. It's really effective, and they had a great show as well. And again, I just wanted to throw in, we do have really strong attendance from Hawaii, so we did want to reach out and thank all of our PGA professionals that came over and encourage those that didn't to attend the show next year.
Awesome. Mark Simon is Event Vice President, PGA Shows, PGA Fashion and Demo Experience in Las Vegas next year, August 12th through the 14th. Thanks for being on the show, Mark.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to find out about some sunglasses that I think you're going to want. You see the guys, you know, they got a pair of sunglasses on the front, they got a pair of sunglasses on the back, and you're like, huh? Or then there's the problem of you got one pair of sunglasses because who can afford two? Then you take them off because you're on the green, because the polarized lens makes everything just a little weird. We're going to talk with David Fischer. Okay, he says he's got the solution right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And yes, David Fischer is CEO and owner of Peak Vision Sunglasses. We're going to bring him right into the clubhouse. Welcome, David.
Oh, aloha there, Danielle. How are you?
I'm excellent. It's a hot day. Sometimes it's so hot and it's humid and its sun is so strong because it's been sunny and very hot and very, very bright. I feel like my eyes are being sunburned if I don't wear sunglasses.
Very much so. We're right outside of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, big golf capital on the East Coast, and I know exactly how you feel.
So David Fischer acquired a sunglass company in May of 2017, Peak Vision, and it came with this dual zone lens technology. And this is what we're going to find out about. But I'd like a little bit of history. You've been in sunglasses for a long time.
Yes, I have. I've been in it over about 30 years. We've actually owned a company that services a route along the beach, and I knew of the gentleman that had owned Peak Vision, and so in speaking with him over the years, we actually got to be friends. We had a broker that was very similar, and then I got the chance to buy the basic assets of the company last May in 2017.
Excellent. So let's talk about what this dual vision or Peak Vision's dual zone lens technology does.
Oh, my pleasure. What we start off with is we have a proprietary lens material. Basically, Peak Vision was started to eliminate distortion in sunglass lenses. And basically what you get is when you have a pair of sports wraps on, they're usually either a 6 or an 8 base curve. And in that curve, you will always basically get some sort of distortion because of the curvature of the lens. So Peak Vision designed a lens material that only we use that basically eliminate that distortion from a sports wrap.
Wow.
And then after with that, we use a dual zone technology, which is patented, which basically, Danielle, gives you a 20% neutral gray up top that allows you to, track your drives. And then that fades seamlessly into a 60% high contrast amber that allows you to just have an impeccable read on the green.
So that gray upper zone manages that glare from the sun?
Exactly. Yeah, that allows you just to track your long shots, your drives, and then the amber, as I was saying, that actually gives you three times the visual information when you're reading the green over just your naked eye.
Wow, three times. Okay, so
yeah,
as you like to say, it makes that green pop, right? You can actually tell us about that on the green.
Well, you know, when I'm normally calling on a pro shop or anybody else where people know the green, and especially the pros, they know their putting greens extremely well. When they look through these for the first time, those ridges, those valleys that they know are there and they know no matter what, it just pops to them. And they cannot believe it because they instantly look for that kind of stuff and they can see every detail and contour of that green because of the high-definition amber bottom on that lens.
So this helps you read the topography and the grain better.
Yes. Yeah. It actually gives you that visual information you need to have to make that putt. And, you know, hopefully what you're going to do is, we have a lot of guys and gals that wear these glasses, and what they'll tell you is, and when you really get used to the effect of this glass and looking through it and reading the greens, you can actually go from a 3-putt down to a 2 or 2-1.
Wow.
So it's really making you some of that money back that you're spending in the clubhouse for lunch every day.
You know what? I was just thinking, are you sure this is USGA approved? Because, you know, they're taking away our green reading book, so they may... they may say, hey, wait a minute now, these glasses give you too much of an advantage.
You know, and we've had a lot of testimonials that actually say things like that to that point, and it's kind of funny when we get them in, but we kind of chuckle and laugh on with it. So
yeah, and now, you know, I wear polarized lenses. Of course, I can't putt with polarized lenses because I got to take them off. But you also sell a polarized lens line because you say that that's good for other sports. You've got sunglasses for every sport in addition to golf.
Yes, actually, this lens here works in a multitude of different sports. It works in tennis or also baseball. It will work on the polarized version for fishing or water sports, and then also the polarized version you'd want to use on a ski slope, per se.
Right.
But yes, exactly, because polarization basically will tend to flatten an image, and also you will lose some of your depth perception. And so we do not recommend a golfer wear a polarized glass unless there's a lot of water effects on the course.
There you go.
Then that might change it.
Okay. Just stand by. Hold the thought, okay? We are KORLYNI Honolulu, KPUA Hilo, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And if you're the ninth caller, I think we've got time to do this. Bridgestone has been so good to us. We've given away boxes of Bridgestone golf balls over the past month. We've got a box of Bridgestone golf balls for the ninth caller. All you have to do is call 808-546-5675. 808-546-5675. If you're the ninth caller, you're going to win a box. We're talking with David Fischer. Now, he's got peak vision. Peak vision. You need peak vision for the green reading. Is that why, David, you know, you see the guys with the one pair of glasses on the back of their head, one pair of glasses on the front of their head? I mean, as I was saying, you know, I can't afford to have two pairs of glasses, but your peak vision eliminates the need for two.
Yeah, it's really the only lens that you're going to use on the golf course, and you're going to keep the glasses on the entire time that you're wearing them, including when you putt. And it's just going to make the greens pop. It is a very natural, lightweight glass and frame. So you basically forget you're wearing them, except you get enhanced vision reading every contour on that green when you get up there to go to putt.
That's fantastic. And I have in my notes twice, I've written somehow, and they don't scratch. They don't scratch.
I would not say they don't scratch, but they are highly scratch resistant. I mean, I've known guys that have had them for 5 to 10 years and they still have a great lens on them. But we do sell replacement lenses for very inexpensive comparative. So, you know, if you do have a problem, we can replace it for you, but they last an extremely long time. Most of our long-term customers, which most of our customers are, have had glasses for anywhere from 5 to 10 years for one pair.
Wow.
And are still wearing them.
That's fantastic. You can find out all about Peak Vision, the sunglass line we're talking about, peakvision.com. Just go to peakvision.com. Anne Liguori's been on my show. I understand she's your new brand ambassador?
Yeah, she is super. Love Anne to death. She is just such a classy lady, as you know, and such a great spokes lady for golf.
Yes, she is. And you have a Jack Nicklaus line. How did you get Jack Nicklaus line?
Well, actually, the previous company had an agreement with Mr. Nicklaus, so we were able to continue that after we bought that. Unfortunately, we did not renew that with them. Loved working with those folks, fantastic folks, and Mr. Nicklaus was extremely gracious to allow us to continue to sell his branded glass, but he did it because he loves them and he wears them. He's just wearing them at the Jack Nicklaus Memorial that he was on camera with them. So he loves the technology. Unfortunately, our company is, you know, just about basically a little over a year old, and we just need to get a little bit more firmly footed.
Absolutely.
Get back in there.
Absolutely. Peakvision.com. Their sunglasses all come standard with patented dual zone lens technology, increasing performance. The dual zone hybrid lenses made up of 20% neutral gray upper zone that manages the oncoming glare. The lower zone comprised of 60% amber increasing the contrast, allowing for that impeccable read you've been looking for, providing three times the visual information, extreme clarity, zero distortion, patented dual zone, high performance eyewear, and that would be Peak Zone. Thank you so much, David, for being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Danielle. And we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. We stand behind our products. So if some of your listeners like to try it, they can, and with no charge. So
excellent. That's peakvision.com. That's where you go. You'll see the full line. There's lots to choose from. Real pleasure. Is there anything I didn't give you a chance to say that you wanted to say?
No, I loved what you just said there at the end. You are very good. So thank you so much, Danielle. It's such a pleasure to be on. And I just would like to say, if golfers out there are looking for that eyewear, try it. I mean, you are going to love it when you put it on.
And it's affordable, too. I love your pricing.
Yes, it's very affordable.
Yes, it's affordable.
Yeah, our main GX5 sports wrap is $120. So much less than some of the bigger guys with their polarized glasses. And we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. I do not think the other folks do that. That's how much we believe in our product.
Exactly. See, so you order it, it comes, you say, hey, I love it, I'm keeping it, or you say, no, I don't really love it, I'm sending it back, and you get your refund. And that is a fabulous opportunity. David Feasier, thanks for being on the show, CEO and owner of Peak Vision Sunglasses. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Ron Cyrak is joining us. We're going to get up to date on what's happening on the LPGA Tour. Talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup, too, and all the different picks that are possible. Oh, my. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is six times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's
Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin. Wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And Ron Cyrak just got off the course. He played his round of golf that he plays on Saturday mornings way over on the East Coast, and he'll be joining us in a couple of minutes. I thought I'd take this time to tell you about some tee times. You could play Makalei at 9:40, Ohapuna 2, oh, make that Volcano, excuse me. Volcano and Makalei both have a 9:40. Volcano has a 10:32, and Makalei has a 10:30. Poipu, yes, there's a 9:10, an 11 o'clock, and a 12:30. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, I'll be there tomorrow in the afternoon. There's a 9:16 and a 10:26. Makaha East has a 10:30. at Kahili, that's the home of the Maui School of Golf, that's where Claude Brousseau is, the Maui Police Relief Fund is having a tournament. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time at the Kahili course. Wailea's Gold Course has a 9:30 and the Emerald a 10:45. Speaking of tomorrow, the Aloha State Junior Golfers at the Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe, we meet at 10 o'clock. It's very, very, very affordable. It's a group of kids, and they get together. We start off on the driving range, just kind of loosen up, have a little conversation, because character development, that component of the program is one of the most important parts of our junior golf program. You know, the values of the game of golf, and you hear it, they apply to life. How you react, how you respond, how much you respect each other, how you respect the golf course, all of those aspects, responsibility, courtesy, making wise decisions, thinking about possible consequences, how to set and define and achieve goals, the importance of maintaining a positive attitude, as well as the importance of showing respect for others and their decisions. So that's what the Aloha State Junior Golfers is all about. And sessions are Sundays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Bayview Golf Course. And by the way, they are doing some marvelous things at the Bayview Golf Course. You will be really surprised. They're making it beautiful. So now, Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com is where you can find his writing if you don't read him at the LPGA, because he's special to LPGA. Golf Channel contributor and author, co-author, Vision 54 Trilogy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Awesome. How was your round?
Pretty good. A better back nine than a front nine, but it was always fun to be playing golf.
Yes,
never
it is.
Never have a bad day in the golf course.
Well, you know, that's it. And a good close. You said it was a better back nine than the front nine. So, you
yep.
know, yeah, exactly. Just talking about the 59 club, I loved the tweet that Annika Sorenstam, the Sorenstam Foundation, put out, a picture of Annika Sorenstam holding her scorecard showing her 59, and she said, "Welcome to the club, Brent Snedeker." That was so cool.
Annika's was one of the best 59s, too. That day, she birdied the first 8 holes in a row and 12 of the first 13. You know, I said, "Annika, you're the only person who shot 59, and you parred 4 of the last 5 holes." You know, she could have, you know, Annika, being the prime student of Vision 54, truly believed until the day she retired that she was going to go out and shoot a 54 one day. She was going to birdie every hole, and that day she almost did.
That was magnificent, absolutely magnificent. And she's inspired so many. What we've got on the Indy Women in Tech Championship is quite amazing. There's 3 at the top of the leaderboard right now. Lexi Thompson being back, taking that time off, a real mental break and an emotional break, I imagine, from the tour.
Yeah, you know, this is somebody who's lived inside the golf bubble her entire life. You know, she's got thrust out into the world stage when she was 12 years old. Last year, she had a whole lot go on in her life. She had her mom had a battle with cancer. She lost a major championship with a 4-stroke penalty that nobody thinks was anything other than bizarre. And I think all of it finally caught up to her this year. And one of the really important things that I hope all young players learn by watching this is, you know, golf's what you do. It's not who you are. You know, your life has got to be more complete, fuller than that. Siri Pak talks about that a lot, and Siri's gone back to Korea to work with some of the younger Korean players and say to them, you need other passions besides golf. Your life can't be just golf. You need to like to cook, or you need to like to do something else. And Siri will talk honestly about how she got burned out at a very, very young age. So I think when we look at Lexi and Lexi taking that time off, it was a very smart, wise thing to do on her part. And I think it's an effort on her part to try to figure out what else there is in her life besides being a competitive golfer.
Yeah, and she said that it was a hard decision to make it was, you know, hard because to leave was harder than staying. But she knew she had to leave for a while to take some time off for herself. That's, you know, putting yourself first is really important when you need that downtime, when you need to take care of yourself, because otherwise you can't take care of anybody else and you can't take care of what you're trying to pursue in life. You can't get it done. I think that's it's a wonderful thing that she did in coming back now. You got to get kind of back into the groove, though, don't you, after being away for a couple of weeks? We see Lizette Salas, Sung Hyung Park, and Jin Young Ko both at the top of the leaderboard. And then there's Arya Jatanagarn moving on up as well. This is a really strong battle going on.
Yeah, you know, you have Sung Hyun Park is just a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal talent, and it is somebody who I think as she gains more confidence and as she becomes more comfortable in the culture of playing on the LPGA is just going to become more and more of a star. And Arya Jatanagarn has also very, very special skills. She compresses a golf ball in a really unusual way out there, and they are. You know, and that's part of what made Lexi's decision a particularly brave decision, because you've got it can cost you money. You fall in the world rankings, and that can cost you bonuses in some of your endorsement contracts. And she's got these other people who are out there setting the bar very, very high. And two of them setting the bar really high right now are Sung Hyun Park and Arya Jatanagarn.
Yeah, but they're 13 under. I mean, they're with Lizette Salas, too, at 13 under, Amy Yang at 12 under, Jessica Corder, she's playing already, so she's 11 under, but she's through six already. The others haven't even started yet. Then you keep going down, and you go down, and then you get down to, oh, where is, you know, it's Lexi's 9 under. She's still able to contend. She just started her round. But still, when you see somebody 4 shots ahead of you, that just, what does that do? Does that make you grind a little bit more? Do you just get into yourself?
Well, hopefully Lexi's coming back and thinking that she's got to ease her way back into things and doesn't have the bar set too high for this week. You know, she probably comes in. She would like to win, but I think what she would like to do is just get her competitive feet back underneath her. And I think that's what she's doing. You know, when you look back on Lexi, I go back to the missed 2-foot putt she had on the 72nd hole at the CMA Group Tour Championship, the last term of the year last year, that she had struggled her entire career with her putter. She seemed to have figured it out last year. She went from somewhere like 100th in putting to like 30th in putting. She improved enormously. And then it was almost like when she missed that one 2-foot putt in Naples, Florida, it set her back. And she went back to where she used to be, where she's struggling with that club in her bag. So I think there's a whole lot of gremlins running around in her head right now that she's trying to sort out.
Yeah, and we all know about that, especially when it comes to the putter or the driver. I mean, it's one or the other, right? I mean, I understand that Arya Jatanagarn has decided to take the driver out because there's a more contained feeling on this golf course, this inside the Indianapolis race track. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, Arya is, I think, has been very, very, very consistent about the driver. And the fact is, all she needs to do is miss one fairway with a driver, and that's it. The driver is in the penalty box and doesn't come out
again, yes.
But when you can drive with a 3-wood and be 20th on tour in driving distance, you don't have to really worry about the driver. I mean, I would like to see her learn how to hit the driver, because I think it would give her, she'd be playing par 68 courses out there. She'd be able to reach every par 5 and 2.
Wow.
And that would give her a huge competitive advantage over everybody else. But she's doing the smart thing right now, which is, I'm not going to do anything I'm not comfortable with. And you know, that's an important lesson that everybody playing the game. You know, it's one of the things P and Lynn teach all the time is, don't hit a shot you're not comfortable with. You know, you got to stay in your comfort zone. You know, unless the situation is so desperate you have no choice. But don't try to do things that you don't feel you can do.
Could you have a talk with Tiger Woods about the driver, please?
I have to say that the 32 he shot on the front nine Sunday at the PGA, where he hit no fairways, was the most entertaining nine holes of golf I've seen since 1995. I saw Seve Ballesteros play Tom Lehman in the singles match of the Ryder Cup. And Seve, he not only missed every fairway, he barely kept the ball in Rochester, and was still only one down after nine holes. And that has always been my favorite nine holes of golf I've ever witnessed in my life. But what Tiger did at Belrive, where he missed all the fairways on the front nine and shot 32, was remarkable. What Tiger did that day, Tiger took a 74 and turned it into a 64. That's something Rory McIlroy could learn from that, because what Rory McIlroy does is take 74s and turns them into 74s. You know,
yes,
he doesn't seem to grind well and figure out how to get it done when he doesn't have his A game. Tiger is a genius at playing without his A game.
So there's a lot of concern about Tiger Woods going, you know, back to back to back with the Northern Trust, Dell Technologies, PGA Championship, but got to get into the Tour Championship, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the good thing about all the events that Tiger's playing now, and I think it's five tournaments in 6 weeks, something like that, is that it means he's healthy, and that's job one for him. It seems like the back surgery, the fusion, worked, and that's job one. What I'd like to see him do now for job two, I mean, in December he's going to be 43 years old. He's got to make putting the ball in the fairway off the tee his top priority, because you can't continue to play out of the rough. And he had some remarkable shots out of the rough in the PGA Championship. But you can't keep playing out of the rough at that age. It's going to wear you out. It's going to wear your body down. It's going to wear your mind out.
Yeah, and well, when he pulls the driver out, I just, my whole body just, because he's on a roll, and then he pulls the driver. It's like, no, don't do that. You know, you use anything but that club, because you can't hit that club. For somebody who knows this game as well as he does, he doesn't even have a coach. He doesn't need a coach. He's had coaches. You know, it's just mind-boggling to me that. But what a relationship he has with his caddy. That's truly incredible that his caddy paid off a heckler.
Slipped him a 20 to go away. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then he didn't. He took the money, then he didn't go. So then, you know, they're like, he's over there. What is his name? His name just, you know, went right out.
Joey LaCava.
Joe. Yes. Yeah, so Joe goes after him. And Tiger's waiting to get the read, right? You know, they're talking about the green. So Joey's over there going, hey, you, that, you know, it was $20. You took it, so go away. And the guy's using all kinds of language with him. And so then the police came finally, and then people are applauding. Yes, get him off the course. But that's, you know, when I saw that, I said, that's team. Now, when Tiger said, we had a great round of golf, yeah. With Mr. LaCava being there, taking care of you, yes, you both pulled this off. It's great. On the Ryder Cup picks, what are you seeing? Phil Mickelson, he did not have a great round of golf at the end, you know?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what Furyk's going to do, but I would go with the next four people on the list, which is DeChambeau, Mickelson, Woods, and Shoffley. Certainly Tiger has played, you know, if you don't pick Tiger, then, you know, then Jim Furyk should be fired. You know? It's like, and Jim Furyk knows that, you know, I mean, Tiger has earned his way onto the team. He went from, he's all the way, he's 11th right now, so it would not be a stretch. I would still put Mickelson out there because, for one thing, when Hal Sutton paired Mickelson and Woods together in 2004 in Detroit in the Ryder Cup, I thought it was the single stupidest move I'd ever seen anybody do. And the only thing that made it stupider is that Hal Sutton did it twice. After they went out and lost, he sent him back out another time.
Yeah, let's go lose again.
But this time now, Tiger and Mickelson like each other. They didn't like each other then. And to give Mickelson all the credit in the world, in 2004, that Ryder Cup, Mickelson tried to make the relationship work. Tiger had no interest in making the relationship work. But this time they might. So they would be a formidable pair to send out there. Tiger's a lock, no question about it. I think that the only of the next four, outside the top eight who are automatic. Of the next four, Mickelson's probably the only one who's a question mark.
Interesting.
Because, I still think that the Fjord's going to go with him.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I've met Bryson DeChambeau. He's a great young man at the Sony. He played the Junior Pro Challenge at the Sony, and he, you know, very nice man. Took the time to be with the Hawaii State Junior Golfers Association, but he did have a meltdown. Do you think he'll be able to handle the pressure?
Well, you know, it'd be interesting. I always thought that if you paired Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson together, You'd have two people who both think they're the smartest person in the room. So exactly how would that work out? Because you know, they both have the same tragic flaw, which is they can overthink anything. Mm. I mean, I've seen Mickelson play majors with two drivers. I've seen him play majors with no drivers. You know, I mean, Phil can overthink anything, and you see a lot of that in Bryson DeChambeau. So it would be I keep thinking that would be an intriguing pairing to me, because that would really have to see who's the alpha dog here, who gets to be the smartest guy in the room.
Their huddles would be fascinating to listen to.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So we have just 2 minutes, and I want to go back to talking with the young Korean players about putting something else in their lives, like all players should. We encourage children to not just play golf, play other sports, find out what you love. How do you get through when you see this leaderboard, all these Korean players at the top making all this money? How do you talk to the young ones who want to be there and say, don't spend so much time on the game?
Well, I think that is part of what Siri Pak sees her mission as now, is that she really wants to go back to Korea and share her life lessons with those players. As great as Siri's career was, it could have been better if she hadn't gotten quite so burnt out at an early age. You know, remember, one of the strengths I always thought of Annika Sörenstam's career, she did not win her first professional tournament until she was 24 years old. Mm. You know, a lot. 24 years old. Yanni Tseng had 15 wins in five majors at 23 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and has done nothing since. You know, and sometimes Stacey Lewis's father once said to me, you know, Stacey had stenosis of the back and had back surgery and wasn't able to turn pro. Young, she turned pro at like 23, and her dad said, you know, sometimes it's good when they don't get old in a hurry, and that, you know, that being able to get out there at a later age might make for more longevity. I wonder if we're ever going to see another Julie Inkster. You know, Julie Inkster is 58 years old and is still out there competing.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if we're going to ever see another Kari Webb, you know, who's in her 40s and is still competing and playing very, very well. Are these younger players going to step onto the stage at an earlier age? Will they also leave the stage at an earlier age? And, you know, that's something only time will tell. But that whole thing of learning to have other things in your life that you get meaning from and pleasure from. Inbee Park, you know, Inbee Park, what's been amazing about Inbee is she essentially sent her parents home. She traveled with her. She's had the same caddy since 2009, Bradley Beecher. You know, she married her swing coach, and she's got this solid core team that she travels with, and she finds pleasure and happiness being around. And players can learn from that.
Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com, special to the LPGA, author, Vision 54 Trilogy. Thank you for being on the show. It's so much fun talking with you. Aloha.
Aloha, Danielle.
And the show is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, or a repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Futuristone, master craftsman, turning your building, your warehouse, your floor. Yeah, take that old floor, turn it into artwork, something that looks like marble. Natural stones specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone. Futuristone, only the best. Rainer Doors, overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. yes, provide that kind of security and safety for your family, your home. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. That would be Rainer Doors. Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He's at the Kahili Course, Maui School of Golf. Do get in touch with him. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. I want to thank you for listening to this show. You know, go to our website. It's radiogolfclub.com. Check out the website and Atomic Penguins. They do our website. So they're so good. We're doing an Ireland trip pretty soon. You're going to hear all about it. And they've made a beautiful, beautiful page for that. So thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.